Okay, so the scripture this morning comes from Luke 23, verses 33 to 43. When they arrived at the place called the Skull, they crucified him, along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." They drew lots as a way of dividing up his clothing. The people were standing around watching, but the leaders sneered at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he really is the Christ sent from God, the chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him. They came up to him, offering him sour wine, and saying, "If you really are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above his head was a notice of the formal charge against him. It read, "This is the King of the Jews."
"Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." Responding, the other criminals spoke harshly to him. "Don't you fear God, seeing that you've also been sentenced to die? We are rightly condemned, for we are receiving the appropriate sentence for what we did. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "I assure you that you will be with me in paradise." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Have you ever needed a second chance? A way to redeem something you have just totally messed up? If you have no idea what I am talking about, then bless your soul. For the rest of us, we know what that feels like. We know what it feels like to have regret. We know what it feels like to be standing in the need of forgiveness. And our scripture this morning, it seems to be peppered with people who are standing in the need of forgiveness. The abundance of how many people needed a second chance in the story of Jesus' crucifixion is big. And how quickly Jesus was to offer this forgiveness is almost unimaginable. Many times Jesus was ready to offer forgiveness before people even understood that they needed it. Jesus offered forgiveness to the soldiers as they crucified him. He offered forgiveness to the crowds as they jeered, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." One of the thieves that was crucified with Jesus was able to clearly see that Jesus was different. And many times in God's story, it is the ones that we least expect that see the most clear. And the thief says to Jesus, "Can I have a second chance? Will you remember me when you come into your kingdom?" And Jesus says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Earlier in the Gospel of Luke, there was Peter who needed more than just one second chance because he denied Jesus three times. He was filled with regret, and the scripture says that he went out and cried uncontrollably because he was heartbroken and he needed forgiveness. And when he encountered the resurrected Jesus, Jesus met him with love, forgiveness, and a second chance. Just after Jesus died, the centurion praises God and proclaims that surely Jesus is innocent. And as we read the scripture, we can imagine that he was filled with regret and stood in the need of forgiveness. We can search the gospel stories and find time and time again Jesus offering forgiveness, offering second, third, and millionth chances, which leads us back to us, those who are standing in the need of forgiveness. Because Jesus' mission was forgiveness. Jesus taught us how to live and shows us how to love, but Jesus offers something that no one else could. Jesus offers forgiveness. Forgiveness that takes away our sins, that makes us clean, that sets us right with God, that gives us a second chance, that welcomes us into life abundantly and eternally. Jesus is the King of second chances and forgiveness. And even as we sit in this heavy scripture, this place where there are so many people who are needing forgiveness, it is riddled with good news for us that Jesus grants us forgiveness and second chances. That whatever burden that we are carrying from regret can be taken away. That Jesus meets us where we are and gives us grace. You see, I believe it is intentional that these stories are included in the Gospels to remind us that there is nothing that is too big for Jesus to forgive. There is nothing that is too big for the grace of God in our life. Jesus was standing there in the middle of his crucifixion, offering forgiveness out of the abundant love of God. There is nothing that stands between us and that forgiveness, but sometimes that forgiveness is hard for us to fully accept. Not because it is not complete, but because it's hard to believe or comprehend. But the forgiveness of Christ on the cross offers us grace that we can find nowhere else. It offers us abundant love. It puts us in the right position with God and frees us for a joyful life in Christ. When we confess Jesus Christ as Lord of our life, just as we witnessed these young people doing this morning, we find forgiveness, redemption, and restoration. Not because of what we have done or what we can earn, but because of the love of God. For all of those places that we carry regret, for all of those places that we are filled with brokenness or pain, the invitation of Christ is that we bring it to the cross, that we lay it down and we allow God's incredible grace to heal us, to forgive us, to offer us redemption, to set us right, and to turn us around and deploy us into the world to be agents of God's love. It is the gift of the cross that is full forgiveness and life abundantly and eternally, not just once, but every day. Every day we can return again to the cross of Christ to lay down our hurt and our pain, to be filled up with the amazing love of God and sent out into the world as those who are redeemed and free. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It is the end of the Christian year. It is the day that we celebrate Jesus, our King. And it's a perfect day for confirmation to happen because we saw 5 young people declare Christ the King of their life. And that reminds us that Christ is the King of our life, that Christ is the King of forgiveness and redemption and grace, and that changes us, and it transforms us, and it fills us and renews us through the amazing love of God. And today, not only do we celebrate all that, as if that's not enough, we get the opportunity to come to the Lord's table, to encounter Christ again in this very day, to bring our burdens, to bring our sorrows, to bring our brokenness, to lay it down at the altar and allow the grace of Christ to cover us, to redeem us, to forgive us, and to send us back into the world to be those who love Christ, who follow Jesus, and proclaim Christ as our King. Empowered to do the holy work that God has set before us. So this morning, I invite you to come to the Lord's table, to lay your brokenness before Christ, to accept the fullness of God's love and the forgiveness of Christ, to embrace the second chances that Jesus continues to pour over us, and to leave this table thankful and forgiven. Amen.